WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. The midterms on the way, people in some places are already starting early voting. Lots of times it's pocketbook issues that drive people to the polls, but is that happening this year? We thought we'd bring in Alex Nemchevsky this morning, who's the CEO and founder of BallotReady.com. Alex, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve.
Let's talk a little bit about Ballot Ready. How have things been going there since you started up, a couple of years now, right?
Yeah, now we're 4 years old, and this is the first year we're covering the whole country. So we obviously started covering Illinois' elections, but this year we're covering all 50 states.
Congratulations on that, and another round of funding
Thank
as
you.
Well.
Yes, earlier this year.
So give our listeners who are not familiar with Ballot Ready yet an idea of what it is that you're doing.
We show voters every candidate and referendum that will be on their ballot. We know that a lot of people show up to vote expecting they're totally ready to vote for governor or president. But then when they show up, they see this ballot that has all these races that they don't know about, candidates' names they don't recognize, and what they end up doing is either leaving it blank or guessing. So what we do is we give you background information about all the candidates, all the measures, so you can feel totally informed and ready to vote.
What's the feedback been from folks who've used Ballot Ready?
We hear people telling us things like, this is the first time I actually completed my whole ballot. They tell us, this is the first time I even voted. I've ever voted for judges before, because before I would just leave it blank. So people have been really happy with what we've been able to do.
What are the challenges of putting all of this information together? How do you do it?
So the hardest thing is figuring out local information, like who's going to be on the ballot, what are the boundaries of districts, and what that involves on our end is we have to make a lot of phone calls. Sometimes we have to send faxes because local boards of elections are run by sometimes one or two people, and they're not always as digitally savvy as we might expect.
With the midterms coming up, people have been saying this could be one of the most important elections in a lifetime for many people. What's the excitement level that you're seeing out there among people who are getting information and preparing to vote?
We've seen so much interest in from people of all ages, from all areas of the country, and especially, you know, the media has so much coverage of the, you know, federal level candidates and governors, but we've seen people really looking for local information because so many more people are becoming more involved that they know they want to be involved on the local level, but they don't really know how, and we are a resource for that.
Give us a sense of how big that is. I know a lot of folks have been saying that on those local races, there have been more women than ever before running this year. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it is. We'll know the exact numbers later this week, but so far it's way more. And the number of uncontested races is way lower, too. So a lot more people running in general, a lot more women.
Yeah, and I know there's been a lot of noise on the national level about what's happening, but what would you say that, if you had to guess, what would be the reason for that?
I think because people see this opportunity to make a huge impact, and because they're fed up with a lot of the things that are going on at the federal level.
Yeah, it's very exciting to see people getting into politics, feeling that need to run. So here we are, about a month away from Election Day. What is it that voters should be doing now to get ready? Obviously, if they haven't registered, that's probably number one.
Yeah, they should register in Illinois. They make it pretty easy to do, so you shouldn't stress about it. And then once you do that, you can go to ballotready.org. and we'll show you the information on the candidates so you can learn about them before you show up to vote.
I know the last time we talked to you, you had not yet expanded to all 50 states. What has that challenge been like in terms of, we do it one way in Illinois. I'm sure they do it differently in other states. How challenging has that been?
Differently is an understatement. They do it so uniquely in every state. So, we have at Ballot Ready, we're a bunch of nerds who is obsessed with the uniqueness of every state's elections and municipalities' elections. So it's been very exciting for us.
What would your advice be to people who are out there, kind of wondering what direction they're going to go vote, looking for information? Where do they begin? Obviously, go to ballotready.org, but should they start at the lower end of the ballot or the top end of the ballot? What should they be looking at first?
I'd say you can start at the top because that's what people are often most familiar with, kind of get your toes wet and then go further down the ballot. We make it really easy to see your whole ballot so you can, just go in order of how the races will show up on the ballot.
And once you find the information, can you take that into the ballot box, the booth with you when you're voting?
Yeah, so one, you can print it out. Two, in most places, you can bring it in on your phone. So theoretically, if you wanted, you could just show up with the information on your phone on election day. You don't have to prepare beforehand.
That's very important. So, Alex, what's next for Ballot Ready? I know that one of your goals was to be in all 50 states. You're there now. What's next?
So the next thing we're doing that I'm really excited about is we're showing people when they can early vote, where their polling places are, and sending them reminders. Because we know that for a lot of people, the logistics is the biggest obstacle to voting. So now when you go on the site, you'll be able to see that information too.
Very good. It's all very exciting. Can't wait till Election Day. We, again, always wish you and everybody at Ballot Ready all of the best. And thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, Alex Nemchewski, the founder and CEO of BallotReady.org. You go ahead to that website, get all the information you need, put in your zip code, your location, and get started today finding information. BallotReady.org.